Good evening. I have the opportunity and privilege to stand before you this evening to say a few words that will hopefully cause some people to think and possibly even correct some of their ways before it's eternally too late for their souls. The lesson topic that I've chosen tonight is why attend every service. And being that I'm kind of preaching to the choir here while we're all here on Wednesday evening, I decided I'm going to try and record this and put it on the web. That way the people who need to listen to it hopefully can. But needless to say, there might still be some of us that it might have good application to. In life as a Christian, I've noticed just about every church you go to, there's people that they're present for every Bible study, every worship service. They're there Wednesday evenings. They're there Sunday evenings. When there's gospel meetings, they're there almost every evening. And occasionally you even bump into them at another congregation's meeting. And then you have another group of Christians that show up Sunday morning sometimes. Sometimes they'll come in late for Bible study and just catch the lesson. Or, you know, they might be there Sunday morning but not Sunday evening. Or if they are, maybe rarely Wednesday evening. So, you know, a lot of times they come in, and if they are there for Bible study, they don't participate in it. They just sit there and don't say much. When you have a meeting, you might see them their usual Sunday morning, and that's it. You see them the next Sunday morning. And you never see them at another congregation's gospel meeting. You know, there's always ones that you can almost sit there and say, okay, meeting times, you'll see this one, this one, this one, and you won't see these ones, and these ones. So I want to look at a couple of things, why there is such a difference. And the difference between whether you're a faithful Christian and attends every service or whether you're not, it causes two things. It makes a difference in the spiritual life of the individual Christian, but it also makes a big difference in the spiritual life of the congregation. One reason I believe we're supposed to attend every meeting is that we're commanded in Hebrews 10:25 to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. It says, starting in verse 23, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as a habit of some is, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see today drawing near." It's important that we show up to the services. It's also important because we're commanded to edify one another. We have the responsibility to encourage our brethren to do God's will. Can we really say we're going to be edifying somebody if we don't even show up for services? It shows that we have a real problem with doing what God commands. Another command God has for us is we must seek first the kingdom of heaven. Jesus showed us a good example in Matthew 12:46-50, because he was sitting there speaking to the multitudes. In verse 46 it says, "And while he was still speaking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside, seeking to speak with him. Then one said to him, 'Look, your mother and brother are standing outside seeking to speak to you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, "Who is my brother, mother, and who are my brothers?" He outstretched his hands towards his disciples and said, "Here are my mother and brothers. For whoever does the will of the Father in heaven is my brother and sister." Christ showed us here that God's things are more important than earthly things, more important than our own wishes and wants and desires. We're also required to come together so that we can grow and develop spiritually. The services, we sing praises to God, we pray to God, which brings us closer to Him. We hear a lesson, that's supposed to help us learn more about what God wants. The Lord's Supper helps us remember the sacrifices that was made. All this is done to help with our spiritual growth. Our growth, there's an old saying, you are what you eat. If you eat junk food, your body's going to pay you back for it. The same thing goes with our spiritual growth. If we don't take care of our spiritual nutrition, so to speak, we're not going to grow spiritually the way we should. It's going to end up hurting us in the long run. A third reason I believe we're supposed to attend services is to help the church function properly. The church is like a body. It needs every individual part to do its job. Nobody can say that they don't have a reason to come to services. Even just showing up a lot of times helps edify somebody else and can help that person overcome something in their life that might be troubling them. Another thing is, it helps us provide a good example and a good influence. We're told to keep our light on a hill so it can be seen, not hide it under a bushel. Faithful attendance is essential for good influence, because if you're trying to influence somebody to be good, perfect example of this is at work today. One of the guys, you know, they were talking about what they're going to be doing this evening. One of them looked at me and said, "Well, I know what you'll be doing this evening." He said, "Are you giving a talk or listening to the talk?" I told him, I said, "Well, tonight's my turn to talk." So, you know, it just shows that even some little influence, people notice things. Another thing we're to do is we're to be ready to watch and wait. Jesus warned us he's going to come like a thief in the night. We never know when he's going to come. We're always taught to be prepared, and we're taught that the end of time could come as a thief in the night at any time. Attending every service contributes to our preparation. We sing about being ready for the coming of the Lord. We sing about all these other things that help us. And if we're not here, we're not going to be as ready as we should be. One other really, to me, important is to have a good conscience. You can't go to heaven and say, "Yeah, Lord, I attended most of the services, but, you know, I didn't think you were really serious about attending every service, so I didn't bother." It helps us to have a good conscience, because if you miss a service, it eats at your conscience. You miss another one, it doesn't hurt so bad. And after a while, you'll get to the point where you can miss every service and you don't really think much about it. But it's something that, you know, it kind of eats at me when I see people that, you know, when it's song sing, "Well, that one ain't going to be here. That one's going to have a headache. That one's going to be sick." And something that really contributes to guilty conscience is when somebody's too sick to come to services, but the next day they're at work. They might still have a headache. They might still be coughing, you know, not feeling well, whatever, but they have the priority set to go to work when they don't feel good, but they don't have the priority to go to services. So I've said all that to say this. If we don't attend every service, it's going to make it tough. A faithful and fruitful child of God attends every service to fulfill the commands of the Lord, to grow and develop spiritually, to help the church function properly, to provide a good example and influence, to be ready for the coming of the Lord, and to be able to have a clear conscience. For this reason and many others, faithful Christians come to services, such as the singer of Israel has said in Psalms 122, verse 1, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.'" And I said all that to say this. If for some reason we have our priorities mixed up, messed up to where it doesn't bother us to miss services, to, you know, show up sporadically, to not support the local congregation in the gospel meeting, let alone, you know, possibly even supporting some of the surrounding areas, I believe we really need to look at our souls and ask God, are we doing everything we can do that we should be doing to get to heaven? And if not, we're given the opportunity right now to change it. We're not guaranteed that we're going to have tomorrow or Sunday morning or Sunday evening to do something about it. So if anyone has this problem, or if they have some other need of the congregation, come forward as we stand and sing number 304.